Amazon constantly adjusts its fees that it charges to sellers. So what are the latest round of fees and how do they affect you and your Amazon business? What do the inbound placement and defect fees mean for you and the future of selling on Amazon? Join us as we break down what these fee changes mean and give you some tips for your Amazon business. Check it out. Welcome to the next Amazon Top Seller Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Amazon news and learn the nitty-gritty of selling on Amazon through BeCool's years of experience in the Amazon world. I'm Nick, and I'm the host of this podcast brought to you by the fantastic Amazon experts at BeCool. Let's start our journey to become the next Amazon top seller. Amazon's latest fee updates, including the new placement fee and inbound defect fee, have caused an uproar among sellers. If you are an Amazon seller, you are likely aware of the recent, very controversial low inventory fees and return policy fees that have sparked widespread outrage in the seller community. These fees have been widely condemned as exorbitant, with most sellers criticizing Amazon's sporadic fee updates from January to June 2024, making it increasingly challenging to keep track of the ever-changing costs. This year, it seems that Amazon has introduced fees for every aspect of selling on its platform, leaving sellers feeling nickel and dimed at every turn. In today's episode, join us as we delve into the newest controversial change, inbound placement fee and inbound defect fee, and discuss the prospects for third-party sellers on Amazon's marketplace. So, what are the inbound placement fees? With the announcement of this newest fee, Amazon emphasized the importance of strategically positioning inventory across multiple fulfillment centers nationwide to ensure swift and cost-effective shipping to customers. The e-commerce giant explained that the FBA inbound placement service fee for standard and oversized products is designed to cover expenses associated with distributing inventory to fulfillment centers closer to consumers. Amazon has claimed that this fee adjustment, which took effect on March 1, 2024, is part of the company's ongoing efforts to optimize its logistic operations and maintain competitive shipping capabilities. So, how much are you going to pay? As with most fee changes with Amazon, accurately determining the financial impact of the new placement fees is likely to be a complex endeavor. Based on the info that Amazon shared, it is hard to determine the exact price of the fee. The cost will heavily depend on several factors, including the size and weight of the products, as well as the chosen fulfillment center location. Additionally, the fees will vary based on whether you opt for Amazon's premium service or take advantage of the discounted service for sending inventory to a single location. For standard-sized products, if sending to a single location, you might see anywhere from 20 to 68 cent fees depending on the size and weight, while you can get up to 100% discount if you are sending to multiple locations, and this would be based on the number of shipments and inbound locations. For larger bulky-sized products, sending to a single location, fees would be between $2.16 and $6, depending on weight, and would also see the same up to 100% discount based on the number of shipments and inbound locations when sending to multiple locations. What are the inbound defect fees? As if the challenges were not already mounting, sellers will also need to struggle with the newly introduced inbound defect fees. Now, Amazon reserves the right to refuse shipments that fail to adhere to the Fulfillment by Amazon shipment requirements. If we accept inventory that does not meet our shipment guidelines or deviates from your shipping plan, you may be subject to inbound defect fees to cover the additional costs incurred for redirecting, receiving, and processing your shipment. Inbound defect fees may be imposed for the following issues: shipments delivered to the wrong location. Your shipment was sent to a different fulfillment center than the one listed in your shipping plan. Deleted and abandoned shipments. Your domestic shipments didn't arrive within 45 days of shipment creation, and your international shipments did not arrive within 75 days of shipment creation. In a multiple destination shipping plan, your additional shipments did not arrive within 30 days of the first shipment. For shipments delivered to the wrong location, fees will be between 4 to 7 cents depending on size and weight. Deleted and abandoned shipments will be charged 2 to 4 cents according to the same size and weight criteria. The FTC's ongoing investigations on Amazon. Last year, the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, filed an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon, alleging the e-commerce giant's exploitation of its influence over sellers. This coincided with Amazon's introduction of new fulfillment fees and modifications to seller fees in Q4, allegedly aimed at accelerating shipping speeds to customers while curbing associated costs. During the holiday quarter, Amazon sellers contributed over 60% of its items sold on the platform, contributing to the company's substantial $140 billion revenue solely from the seller fees in 2023. Recent reports indicate that the FTC is now scrutinizing a fresh set of fees imposed by Amazon on U.S. merchants. These fees include inbound placement fees, compelling sellers to either subscribe to a new Amazon warehousing service or independently dispatch goods to at least 4 warehouses to avoid charges. Additionally, the implementation of low inventory fees penalizes sellers for consistently maintaining insufficient stock in Amazon warehouses unless they enlist Amazon's new warehousing service, termed AWD, Amazon Warehousing and Distribution, designed to replace long-term inventory shortages for sellers. Many sellers express concern that these intricate and costly fees seem geared toward coercing them into adopting Amazon's fulfillment services, thereby relinquishing more control over their supply chain or potentially increasing prices for consumers on the Amazon platform. Many sellers on Reddit have expressed frustration regarding the recent Amazon placement fees, noting that they must now cover both shipping costs and placement fees. One user said, "This new placement fee issue, compounded by Amazon's soon-to-charge low inventory fees, will force us to pass price increases onto consumers." Another Redditor complained, "I know someone posted this the other day, but this is ridiculous. What literally cost me just $30 in shipping a week ago now is $30 plus $239 placement fee. I sell mostly what was once considered small and light, so rarely do we send pallets. I'm curious, those who are shipping pallets, what does this placement fee look like?" Another seller wrote directly on the Amazon seller forum, "These new inbound placement fees are completely ridiculous. We have 6 pallets ready to ship, and these products used to go to FTW1, which is literally 5 miles away from our warehouse. Now, Amazon is wanting us to split this shipment into multiple shipments and pay 4 times the amount to send them all over the country. So, instead, we are moving away from FBA and are going to ramp up our merchant fulfillment through our own 3PL services. It's more profitable. Amazon needs to eliminate these insane new placement fees immediately." This next seller is talking about how these inbound fees became insane. "This is insane. 100 units in one box. Shipping is $14.95. Placement fee is $230. Not 23, but 230. This is a joke, Amazon. There is no way we can survive. We won't be able to ship anything until it's fixed." What is the future for FBA third-party sellers on Amazon platform? One workaround involves applying for Merchant Fulfilled Prime, which allows a seller to store and ship their products on their own and still earn the Prime badge if they can hit a strict threshold of delivery performance. Sellers may also avoid the low inventory fees by handing Amazon more control of their supply chain and utilizing the AWD service for long-term inventory storage. Now, the question remains, how long can third-party sellers sustain their operations on Amazon in the face of these destabilizing practices? And how will the FTC respond to these actions, which impact both sellers and customers? As Amazon continuously adjusts its fee structure throughout the year, sellers face mounting challenges in accurately predicting the financial ramifications of the latest fee updates. The effects of these changes are not immediate, but rather manifest gradually over time, compounding the difficulty for sellers to gauge the full impact of their bottom line. Amazon appears determined to introduce additional fees across various aspects of its platform, potentially driving many sellers to abandon the Amazon FBA program. Despite being under the scrutiny of the FTC since last quarter, Amazon continues to squeeze third-party sellers with ever-increasing fees that erode their profit margins. Beyond the new inbound placement fees, on April 1st, Amazon already began charging most sellers a fee if they don't consistently have 4 weeks of inventory in Amazon fulfillment centers. But it is also important to keep in mind that Amazon also charges sellers for storing too much inventory in Amazon facilities. Ultimately, the fate of many third-party sellers on Amazon may hinge on the e-commerce giant's willingness to reconsider its approach. A mass exodus of sellers in response to these excruciatingly high fees remains a possibility, but the outcome will depend on Amazon's actions moving forward. We hope you found today's episode insightful and helped you understand these new fee changes that are being rolled out by Amazon. For the full article this podcast is based on, with more detailed charts outlining the exact fees you'll see, please don't forget to head over to the Be Cool blog. Make sure to check out other relevant articles that can give you even more tips and tricks for your Amazon store. Also, don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes where we continue to provide you with the latest tips and trends in the ever-evolving world of Amazon selling. We're Be Cool. We keep innovating to help you stay cool with your Amazon business. Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected with our weekly new episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or any other streaming platform you prefer. Let's continue our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.